Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Stevens. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jack Voigt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting eighth. The DH, Jesse Levis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz strikes out. There goes Loretta. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta moves to third. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Zerillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Voigt. Mears reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Matheny interferes with Steinbach, who is awarded first base. Molitor moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Voit hits a pop-up towards first. Kahlbrunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kahlbrunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Kahlbrunn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Voit. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Kahlbrunn moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Bernitz moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voigt is 0 for 1 in the game. Voigt hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Bernitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Voigt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Bernitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Levis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Levis hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Colbrun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colbrun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Voigt. Colbrun reaches second base with a double. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Colbrun moves to third. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mears hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Bryce Flory now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Voigt. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 8-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Steinbach trying to get to home. Voit throws the ball into Matheny, who tags Steinbach, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Coomer moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burnetz strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. Nilsson moves to third. It's 8-1, Twins. Jack Voit batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Voit is 0-for-2 in the game. Voit hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kyle Brunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joel Adamson now pitching. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Colbrun hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Twins. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matheny strikes out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Loretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coomer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlbrunn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kahlbrunn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Steinbach scores. Cordova moves to second. It's 11-1, Twins. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cirillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Hocking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fetters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Voit is 0 for 3 in the game. Voit hits a pop-up towards first. Kyle Brunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Brunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Ritchie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kelly Stinnett now catching. Tim Unroe now playing first base. Jeff Hewson now playing second base. Ron Villone now pitching. Greg Myers pinch hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Voit. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Myers moves to third. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking strikes out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova is walked intentionally. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kahlbrunn is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kahlbrunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Myers scores. Steinbach moves to third. 2 outs. It's 12-1, Twins. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Kyle Brunn moves to second. It's 13-1, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Villone, and towards Valentin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly Stinnett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Steinbach for a passed ball. Hewson moves to second. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stinnett strikes out. One out. Matt Mieske pinch hits for Jeremy Burnitz. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Hewson moves to third. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.